Okay, so something that gets asked a lot, people say to me, well, you know, you obviously seem to eat fairly healthy, your energy is always high. I do 3-day events and I'm on my feet sometimes 11, 12, 13, 14 hour days in front of an audience. That doesn't include the preparation time before and what goes on afterwards as well. So here you can see I'm in a beautiful location and I'm surrounded by nature. But even in a location like this, you can still be unhealthy. So one of the things that we like to do, my fiance and I, is we certainly eat healthy as we can, but also it's important to try and detox your body and let some toxins out. And that's what a detox does. So let me explain the process. Your body, as you start to eat over your lifetime, will gather a lot of toxic deposits. They build up in your bloodstream. They build up throughout your colonic system completely. If you're a dairy eater, for example, and you've been doing that for a long time, I mean, I'm in the land of dairy eater. I mean, in Denmark over here at the moment. They eat a lot of dairy products. So if you're a dairy eater, you'll notice that you get these toxic builds up in your body. And that can result, for example, I used to get eczema on my hands. When I stopped eating dairy products, that actually disappeared. And dairy product actually creates a mucus and it creates a buildup in the body. People don't realize this, but you get these deposits throughout the system. They can either happen inside the internal system. If they don't happen there, they'll find other ways to create this deposit in your system. One of them being eczema. It produces this exterior effect on the body, and it could be eczema. Other things that dairy cause are mucus in the throat. So if you're somebody that often finds that you're phlegmy or you feel this chestiness in your phlegm and you bring it up, even when you're in the summer, often that's a result of drinking a lot of dairy. If you try coming off dairy for a month or two, there'll be a reaction initially because your body's going, I don't want, you know, I'm trying to get rid of this stuff. But then you'll find you're a lot clearer. With a detox, what happens is, with a cleanse, you're actually stopping anything going into the body that's even potentially toxic. I mean, okay, you're cleansing with juices which you're making from natural vegetables, so it could be spinach, could be broccoli even if it's mixed with water, could be squash, could be cucumbers, could be celery. Yes, you might use some fruits and various things like that. And, you know, you're trying to eat as pure as you can, but you're certainly putting a lot less into the body than you might be on a normal basis in terms of the possible toxic foods. So imagine a pipe system in a house going all the way through from the boiler down here, all the way through the house to the various pipes around the house. That's what happens with a body. You have a blood system that goes round. You have what's called a lymphatic system, which takes all the toxins out the body. And interestingly enough, if you run a central heating system for long enough and it has bad water going through it, it will start to get silty deposits. You'll get these deposits actually on or inside the pipes. And that's why old central heating systems don't work very well, because they get this clogging effect. Now, you can clean them out. People spend special flushing agents all the way through the pipes and it cleans them out. Well, that's what we're talking about with a detox. What a detox is where you cleanse the body out by eating differently. You put different things into your body. You allow all of the stuff that's in there to go through the normal system, be digested, go through the small intestine into the colon and out of your body. But it just doesn't come out there as well. What happens is during a cleanse, because you're literally not putting any toxic foods at all, the body, and hardly any fats, anything to burn up, the body starts to burn up a lot of fats that are sitting in the system. If during the same process you drink a lot of water and you're able to bounce up and down and you rebound, the lymphatic system isn't self-pumping. It works on movement, essentially, in a simple terms. So if you're able to bounce up and down on a regular basis during a detox, you will allow your lymphatic system to get rid of toxins. Some of you may have had build-up, lumps under here. Sometimes you get lumps down in the groin and various parts of the body where the lymph builds up. That's toxins building up. Somebody that bounces a lot, detoxes, eats healthy foods and drinks healthy food, what will happen is they will naturally detox. Well, if you go through an actual cleansing process, the detoxing process actually takes place whilst you're actually not eating any toxic foods and drinking things. You'll naturally find that it cleanses your body out. Be prepared though when you go through this process, because it can be quite draining. If you're a sugar eater, your body will crave more sugar until you've gone through the cleansing process. And it's typically 3 to 5 days of drinking a lot of juice, eating a lot of water, having oils to naturally keep the sustenance up. And again, you may need to read up and check on this before you go into a detox, depending on your body type. So in a nutshell, what a detox is, a cleanse is, it's not just giving up a few foods. It's actually giving up everything that you would normally eat on a daily basis and only eating and drinking natural food. So it's juice, water, oils. Yes, you may have some supplements, and typically for us, we'll use superfoods to supplement. So that could be a whole range of different things. And those supplements are blended into the juice that you're drinking. And you're going to have periods where you're feeling very, very hungry. You're going to have periods during that where your energy is going to go up and down. You're going to have a bit of a mood swing, because that's what happens when toxicity comes out of the body, especially when you're moving up. You'll find very quickly your body movements will actually allow you to go to the toilet quite quickly. You'll find that your urine may get quite dark initially as it gets rid of a lot of toxins. Then about day 3 and day 4, you'll have a massive difference. In fact, most people that say that when they've been through a cleanse, certainly happened to us, that our skin really became clear after about 5 days. It's a very powerful experience. Now, you can add more weight to your detox, your cleansing process, by actually going through a colonic irrigation. This is where a small insertion, a pipe, is put up your backside, essentially. And this is actually water's flushed in and out through a continuous process. And there's a very specific process that we go through when we do that. We're doing it here in Copenhagen. And that will allow a lot of the toxins to come out as well. So understand this. Your colon will have stored a lot of toxins in it. So even if you do an internal cleanse by drinking lots of juices, it may not guarantee that you're going to get all those toxins out. It'll come out through every possible orifice. It'll come out through your breath. It will come out through your nose. It may come out as a runny nose. It will come out as phlegm. It will come out through your feces. If you're going to the loo, it will come out through your urine. It will come out through your skin, your pores. People report getting boils and things like that when they're going through a detox. And if you want to accelerate it and really maximize the process, colonic irrigation will allow the water to go up into your body and flush out the toxins that are in the colon as well. And that is very, very powerful. So if you've never been through the process, do some reading up on it, check up and find out more about it. And take it from me, it's a very, very enlightening and uplifting and energizing experience. And there is a process to coming off a cleanse as well. Because in the past, there have been cases of people getting quite ill when they've come off a cleanse, because they've gone from eating virtually nothing, just juices, and then suddenly they have a bit of a binge and they eat lots of bad food, or they'll eat a couple of things that are not good for them, and the body reacts to that because it's saying, oh my God, you're putting all these toxins back in my body. So there are different phases to a cleanse, and I want you to be aware that if you're going to go through it, make sure you understand it, and also understand how to come off a cleanse as well.